News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Delivering powerful mobile coverage for businesses in every town, city and county in Ireland.
Okay, let's turn to something completely different now. We're joined in studio by Sebastian Hamilton, editor of the Irish Daily Mail. Sebastian, you wrote had a really interesting piece you put up online about Ryanair and where you think they've gone wrong, and it's based on your own marketing class that you're doing at the moment. Just give us a flavour of where you think Ryanair have gone so wrong.
Yeah, well, I've just gone back to school, and like most old dogs, I'm kind of struggling with the new tricks. But we had a big discussion in the first marketing class about the Ryanair thing and what you do. And in the end, I think it just comes back to a basic thing of every business has a disaster. Every business, you know, whether your mobile phone blows up when you charge it or whether your car has to be recalled or whatever it is, every business has a crisis.
And in fact, Ryanair haven't had one. They've had extraordinary success up until now.
You know, if you're Irish Rail, you may be facing a strike or whatever. So you're going to have crises. So it comes down to how do you treat people, and in particular, how do you treat your customers. And so, you know, Ryanair gets itself into this mess where it's going to have to cancel a bunch of flights because it just doesn't have enough pilots to fly them. That, to me, is the point where first time around, they just got it absolutely the wrong way around. What they should have done is said, right, okay, we've got to cancel a lot of flights, but we're going to give everybody at least 2 weeks' notice of being cancelled. So nobody is left stranded somewhere. You know, remember all these stories you had people saying, you know, I can't get to my sister's wedding or my family holiday's been ruined. You know, we've lost thousands of euro on the hotel and the car hire and all that. It was those kind of human stories that turned this into a big crisis for Ryanair because they didn't think, what's it going to be like for a customer to get a text message saying your flight tomorrow is cancelled or your flight in 2 days is cancelled? They just dumped it on people and they didn't care about the impact. And that's why there was such a massive backlash the first time, because ordinary people who could be like you and me, going on a business trip, going on a holiday, whatever, had the whole thing ruined. So now, second time around, what's really interesting. So that was my piece. I said, you know, if you're going to have to cancel these flights, give people notice, you know, set up a free phone number to rebook their flights for them. So again, you had these stories of people trying to get through on the Ryanair phone line, and it was costing them 25, 30 quid and to try and get their flights rebooked. So, and then the other thing I said is, look, and if you're going to do that, give them a voucher, give them a free voucher for something, you know, for a drink or whatever, to show that you're apologetic.
Okay.
And so second time round, that's what they did. So they had to cancel a bunch more flights. You know, 400,000 people had their flights cancelled, but everybody gets at least 5 weeks' notice.
Yeah.
You know, they get every opportunity to rearrange whatever it is they'd arranged. And they're giving them a free voucher. And actually, yeah, I think what they've offered is even cleverer. It's a free voucher for 40 quid with Ryanair. So if you want to use that 40 quid, you have to go back on a Ryanair flight.
Yeah.
And you'll probably spend more than that anyway between the, you know, the bags and the scratch cards and the priority boarding and the seat allocation.
Yeah.
So they'll make money on it. And also, if you were feeling a bit kind of like, I'm not sure about flying Ryanair again, it gets you back on the planes. So it's, you know, the difference.
So have they learned?
Yeah, I think the difference between how they handled it or mishandled it the first time, which was catastrophic, and how they've handled it the second time is night and day.
And why that difference? I mean, because Michael O'Leary is a hugely bright guy. He is a really talented businessman, one of the best businessmen we have ever, love them or loathe them, one of the best businessmen we've ever created or to come from this country. Why did he get it so wrong the first time in your view?
Well, I think that's a really good question. I think it's a couple of things. It's partly that over the years, if you have a culture of not treating people well and not treating your customers well, then when there's a crisis, nobody's going to be thinking, but what about the customers? You have to encourage that culture within the company so that when there's a crisis, your own staff are going to say, and your own colleagues around the boardroom are going to say, yeah, but what about the customers? If you haven't been encouraging that, they're not going to do it. And secondly, you know, you have to have people who are unafraid to, you know, and I mean, Michael's an extraordinary figure. I think a lot of people would say he's the best chief executive this country has seen in 50 years. He's dynamic. But you have to have people around you who are prepared to argue with you and are prepared to say, no, boss, you're wrong about this. And I'm going to have that row. And I wonder, is there a sense that because he's so dynamic and so powerful, that the people around him didn't, nobody was able, whether they were too afraid or they didn't have the backing, to stand up to him and say, fine, we've got to cancel a bunch of flights, but we are not leaving our customers in a mess the way you want to do.
Just to finish, Sebastian, where does it leave Michael O'Leary? Where does it leave Ryanair? I mean, look, he's got so much credit in the bank. Yeah. He's taken them from nothing to one of the world's biggest airlines.
Yeah.
But does he need to change? Do Ryanair need to change?
Well, I think change is going to be forced on them. You know, now let's not forget, even with all of this, next year they're going to grow 7% and they're going to make nearly one and a half billion quid profit. Now,
yeah,
most companies in the world would kill for that. So let's not, you know, sound the alarm bells just yet. But the bigger issue they're going to have is if you keep treating your customers and your own staff like this, you're going to have a backlash. And what's happening, and we're seeing this with the regulator in the UK, around Europe, the regulators, the Ryanair staff, they're going to get together and they're going to fight back. And the old way of just shouting and screaming and kicking at them is just not going to work. So, yeah, I think they are going to have to change.
Okay. Sebastian Hamilton, editor of the Irish Daily Mail, thanks indeed for coming in to us this morning.